お待たせいたしました。
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for waiting. Let us now start Trend Micro Fiscal 2007 Fourth Quarter and Semi-Annual Results Meeting. First, CEO and CFO Mahendra Negi will make his presentation, and then Eva Chen, followed by Omikawa. Mr. Omikawa will make their presentations.Thank you for the introduction. My name is Negi. Today, first I will talk about the fourth quarter results and briefly talk about the annual results. Let me start with the fourth quarter results. Net sales increased by 13% to reach 26.2 billion.Which is a little bit higher than the forecast of 25.7 billion. Operating income, 9% increase, 8.3 billion. And it is a little lower than the forecast, and I will discuss the why later. And at the bottom, we see the bookings. Bookings, 6% increase, at 31 billion. Next, USD-based results. Because of the weaker dollar, net sales increased by 17%. Operating income increased by 14%. Dollar-based results have already been announced, so this might be of some information to you. This is net sales growth by region based on Japanese yen here. The U.S. growth was highest, followed by Europe and then Japan, as expected. This is net sales growth by region. If we exclude the currency exchange rate influence, in U.S. Plus 26%, in Europe and Japan almost the same. Now, this is the percentage share by region. Japan, we saw a decline, but as I mentioned before,with the North American regions and other regions percentage increasing, we will have a better balance. Sales by segment, large enterprise growth and consumer growth were over 30%, which is a high growth rate. But in the middle, we have the small and medium-sized enterprises, which is minus 8%. The previous year standards was not exactly the same, but the small and medium-sized business was not very good for this fourth quarter. These are the bookings numbers. If you use the same currency rate as the previous quarter,this is for the Japanese yen, but the balance sheet balance will be affected by the exchange rate. And if you exclude that impact of the exchange rate, this is what it looks like. It may be difficult to understand, but U.S. dollar or yen-based deferred revenue balance will also have to be looked at. Is over 6% growth on a yen basis is higher than expected. This is the cost of sales and operating expense. ¥17.9 billion, which is a little bit higher than expected. At the bottom, we have the admin costs, which are relatively high. We had some legal expenses incurred because of lawsuits and other factors.And in addition to that, there has been some rent-related provisions. And from the Japanese tax authorities, we had an examination the other day, and we had to pay about 100 million yen in addition to what was expected. And so there is an impact of 300 to 400 million. Here we look at bookings versus total costs.The third quarter, 25 billion, and compared to that, 32 billion in fourth quarter. which is a 28% increase quarter to quarter. The operating expenses, 16.2 billion to 17.9 billion, which is a 10% increase. What I want to mention is that some of the expenses will be increasing in relation to the increase in bookings. So if the bookings is higher than expected, some of the costs will be higher than expected. And from third quarter to fourth quarter, operating income margin has been reduced from 35% to 32%. However, booking-based margin was increased from 35% to 44%. Of course, accounting-based profit is the most important. So if you look at the income margin, we should look at the number 32%. However, at the back, if you look at the operating expenses chart, it will be easier to understand. So I hope you will take a look. One characteristic of fiscal 2007 is that in the Japanese market, we introduced the multi-year package for Virus Buster, and 7 billion yen bookings we saw for the full year of 2007. This cannot be accounted for as a net sales because this is for 2 or 3 years. So for fiscal 2008, there will not be renewals numbers. So there will be some impact on the growth rate of bookings. And in order to look at that in more detail, I have prepared this slide. These are the highlights of fourth quarter. And growing market share while maintaining margins. Of course, if you look at the results of competitors, there are various numbers. But what we want to say here is that our growth is organic growth. This is not from M&A. And Eva will be introducing some other numbers later. But so, increasing net sales by M&A or organic growth, that is something that we look at. And maintaining margins is the most difficult part. We do not intend to compete on the basis of prices, so we are maintaining margins. And strong growth in enterprise and consumer business, that is something I already mentioned. Recovery of retail market share in Japan. Since about 2 years ago, low-cost product share is declining. But recently, the situation has settled and our share is recovering. So there, we are starting to see a limitation to the inexpensive products. Now, lowlights, a weakness in SMB business. We've done a simple survey. Profit outlook in Q4 has been worsened, and we think that the SMBs have slowed down their investments. It is not that the need for security products has declined. The second bullet point is shrinkage of retail market in Japan. Compared to the previous year, all security company product sales has declined. The security market in Japan, however, is not over. It is just that the year-end sales season was sluggish. Mr. Omikawa will be talking about this more in detail later on. This is about the headcount. There was an increase of 137 people. In total 3,664 people. This is related to Q1 forecast, but if the economic outlook is untransparent, some people might be asking why we are adding the headcount. If you look at the current environment and the company policy, we have to make investments, and in order to make investments, we need the headcount. So I hope you will understand this point. non-operating items, I don't have anything in particular to explain here. 579 million exchange loss was incurred because of the stronger yen, unfortunately. Because of that, ordinary income was lower than expected. Balance sheet, no particular comment. Cash and cash equivalents has declined. JGBs in particular has declined. This is part of our portfolio, CDOs. Recently, many people are very sensitive to the word CDO. We do have some investments in CDOs. Subprime mortgages, however, are not included. These are all for corporate bonds. As of end of January, against 4 billion, there has been a 1.1 billion yen market value loss. In the case of mark-to-market, it's very difficult to do calculations, so we ask the securities companies to do the calculation. The cash flow coming from the credits themselves, we see no problem, and therefore, we have no intention to sell it off before maturity, so we will hold till maturity. There may be some unrealized losses. However, we will not be incurring losses. Cash plus our marketable securities and securities investment, 3% of 14 billion in total. It's a very conservative portfolio. This is the annual numbers for fiscal 2007. The 2006 numbers, it's a little bit different from what we announced last year because this is based on Japanese GAAP. Last year, we announced based on US GAAP. There is no impact on net sales, but stock option expenses were not incurred last year, for example, so the operating income has been affected a little bit. For apple-to-apple comparison, net sales, a 17% increase, and operating income increase of 14%. This is something that I've already discussed in the previous quarter, so I will skip this part. Let me say something about the dividends. The dividend payout ratio will be increased from 50% to 60%. This is a proposal to the annual shareholders meeting. Of course, we need the approval of the shareholders meeting, but the payout ratio will be 60%. We will add the stock option expenses to the net income. In reality, it will be higher than 60%. 15 billion yen would be, that is 111 yen per stock, which is an increase of 32% year-on-year. It will be a 3% dividend yield based on the current stock prices. Nikkei 225 is 1.5%, and 10-year JGB is at 1.4%, so this is a pretty good dividend yield. Dividend is the most appropriate way to provide return to shareholders. There will be some share buybacks from time to time, but as you see here, on a full year basis, 15 billion yen out of a total of 17 billion was dividends. 74% of our consolidated net profits will be returned to shareholders. Before I go into Q1 forecast, let me introduce some numbers from IDC. This is the overall security market we are looking at. This is a 2007 report from IDC. The Q1 forecast assumptions. a stronger yen will have an impact. The current rate is 105 versus 119 yen the previous year. Stock option expense is 500 million yen, and in 25.1 billion yen, or 8% increase in total. 11% increase, or 25.9 billion if there's no impact. Increase in net sales and a decrease in net income is the same as the previous year. In the first quarter, we usually see a decline in net sales. Labor or rent cost will not change that drastically in a single quarter. And based on our long-term strategy of the company, we started the year last year with a decline in both net sales and income, and ended with an increase in both sales and income. So we are hoping that this year again we'll be able to end the year with an increase in both net sales and net income. This is a regression chart of net sales. That is the end of my presentation, and later on I will be happy to entertain any questions. Thank you very much for your attention.
それでは続きまして。
Now we would like to continue, and we have the President and CEO, Eva Chen.
Everybody, nice to see you everybody again. Today I'd like to go through our strategy and also I think review last year at the same time. What did we say? What type of investment we did, and what was the result we delivered? I think last year we talked about these two critical questions all our investor always ask us. Is your current strategy working, and what is your future strategy? And last year at this time, most critical question got asked was, how come you're experiencing margin pressure, and are you able to maintain your profit margin in the same operating model? And I think I'd like to take this chance to talk about review at that time. In Q1 last year, we similar to this year, we were projecting a very heavy investment, because at that time we say we need to do investment to contain some of the constant cost that was increasing. Last year, we say we need to invest in data center, in the cloud security, and some of the back-end services like CRM, PRM, so that we can increase our productivity and contain the update services cost, and also our R&D support cost. And this year, after those investment, after whole year, before I go to the result, I need to show everybody this chart. Look at that chart going like that. I hope that was our stock price, but unfortunately it's not. It is the virus sample that is increasing. The biggest cost for Trend Micro is processing and support customer on the malware. And in the last 2 years, the virus sample increase rate is like this. At the end of 2007, it increased to 5 million viruses that we need to handle. And that means increase of all the patent update we need to deliver to our customer, although we did not increase our product price. And therefore, it is actually a big challenge for all the antivirus security vendor to process all those sample with the original operating model. And Trend Micro, with those investment that we asked to do last year's Q1, in 2007, even though those virus sample increased like that, we were able to maintain our service model and grow our revenue 17% year on year. And operating margin, we have slightly improvement, like 0.3% improvement on margin. But I think the impressive thing is that even though the sample, virus sample increased like that, we maintain our profit margin. And therefore, our business operating model did not change. And our profit growth was 27% year on year. And productivity per employee was improved slightly, 3%. So that's what we delivered. So I think in these two slides, I want to explain is just, yes, there was a big challenge to maintain the profit margin. But with the investment we did in last year, I think Trend Micro is the only company that was able to maintain this revenue, the profit model, and still deliver the service and revenue growth in the industry. And last year, I think continually people ask us about how is Microsoft's impact on Trend Micro. This is 2007's the U.S. Market share. You can see that OneCare actually declined in market share, while Trend Micro's market share is maintaining at 15%, up from last year. It was below 8%. So Microsoft's entering into the consumer market did not affect Trend Micro's growth in the consumer market. And this one is, I think I mentioned about this, but I think in September, Trend Micro was awarded by Consumer Reports, number one in security software suite, antivirus, anti-spam, spyware, anti-spam. And I like to mention this again, not just because I'm so proud of this award, but also because I want to illustrate that with that kind of virus sample increase, we were able to process it, maintain the service level and the customer satisfaction in the industry. We still the number one in delivering that kind of a protection, quality product, and maintain the profit margin. In 2007, we also invest heavily in the Cisco channel because we have the alliances with Cisco, and we want, our aim is to increase, expand into the networking channel. So in 2007, we have 76% growth in the Cisco direct revenue, which is our royalty revenue from Cisco. And in North America, Cisco channel development, we continue to expand. We have over 41% year-on-year growth in new revenue generated from this Cisco channel. And in the later part of 2007, we also start to expand the recruitment of Cisco channel in EMEA, and we complete those distribution agreement with the biggest Cisco distributor in EMEA in the later part of 2007. So we expect those newly recruited channel will be generating revenue in 2008. Last year, we also talked about the most significant new threats in the market is what we call web threats, and we bet on the web threats. So our investment in the web threat deliver, right now, every day is about 12 million hits protected by Trend Micro, and it's 3.6 billion hits per day is handled by Trend Micro's data center that we invested. And that web threat is continuing to increase, and we are very confident that Trend Micro's investment in those type of data center in the cloud services will be enable us to continue to have scalable growth in this protection. And this is last year I used this data to explain what is our business model compared with our competitor similar in the market. So this one is, you can see that Symantec, McAfee, and Trend Micro. Symantec and their net cash investment, those are the money. I think in the recession time, everybody say cash is king. So who can retain most of the cash, right? So Trend Micro, with the cash, we liquid cash, we can maintain, this is last year, we can maintain 875 days of operation, while Symantec was 94 days and McAfee was 558 days. And their operating margin was 12%, 12%, and Trimicro in 2006 was 29%. Now, that was 2006. Move to 2007. This is the newest Q4 number with the same measurement. Trimicro improved our cash to maintain our operation to 929 days, and our operating margin is 32%, while Symantec is 13%, and McAfee is 9%. And those are the goodwill. You can see that those goodwill is they use the capital to buy, acquire company and put that into the goodwill. While Trimicro use very little cash or very little acquisition to put those into the goodwill. So what I want to explain is our business model, Trimicro's business model, we're able to maintain our profit margin and we were most efficient use of the capital to grow our revenue. And I know Mahendra told me not to do the math for everybody here, but I just cannot resist when I see this two number with the current situation here. You can see the earning per share for Symantec is 0.37, McAfee is 1.02, Trimicro is 1.22, but the PE ratio for Symantec is 47, for McAfee is 33, and Trimicro is 28. So I really think Trimicro's stock is worth a lot more. We're undervalued. So I sound like Jerry Yang, I know. So those are the comparison for last year's strategy and our execution. And I think the message here is we maintain our profit margin, our business model, and we continue to grow our market share against the competitor. And so that's our strategy. Then our next one is then how is our future strategy? Are we going to change any of our strategy? Our future strategy still is all about web threats. Those web threats continue to grow more and more serious. And actually, we're seeing more and more business opportunity generated because of this type of web threats. Because this type of web threats is related to customer losing their digital reputation. Before, Trimicro's business is mainly about protecting the employee of the customer, the employee's productivity, because they don't want their employee's PC goes down, right? But now, these web threats, as you can see later on, these web threats will affect the company's digital reputation because of their data lost, or because their customers will get damaged. And therefore, we have some cases last quarter that big customer buying Trimicro's product to protect their customer. So now our protection moving from protecting the internal network to protecting their money generation platform. Either it's manufacturer platform or it's their e-commerce platform. So those are our major strategy to use the original core technology, but expanding to new growth area to protect customers' money generation structure. This is the content security opportunity. It's very large. Again, another IDC number. Content security market is $9 billion in 2007, and they are still projecting high growth in several areas. These are the area of where Trimicro participating in messaging security, in web security. Those are the high growth area. And Trimicro has continued to do acquisition, but not like our competitor, using a lot of capital to acquire a big company. But we acquire technology quickly integrated into our products, or our services to increase the value, and therefore we can provide the better solution against our competitor. So 2007, we complete data leakage protection acquisition, Provela, and that product we think we can quickly introduce to the market in Q1 and Q2 this year. And 2008, just Q1, just past 1 month, we also acquire identity-based encryption. It's a key handling technology for encryption to complete our solution in data leakage protection. So those are the acquisition, and we continue to expand both, we call it three stools in the market, consumer, SMB, and enterprise market, both continue to expand, and I will introduce their specific strategy. In the enterprise market, we want to expand to what we call digital enterprise protection strategy, which is e-commerce solution package. We introduced the e-commerce solution package where we can protect customers' e-commerce site. And that solution package will include like e-commerce 24-hour monitor service or their vulnerability assessment service. And also the second one is internal security breach management, which is mainly about customer database protection or their mobile workforce protection, like their customer data should not be stored in the thumbnail, the portable disk, or those client protection, and also have the compliance package for data security, like archiving and encryption. Those are the new business that we are introducing for the enterprise customer. And this is the DNA, we call it data DNA. That is the data leakage protection technology that we acquire through Provela. This technology is fingerprinting technology. In a document, any document, we create a fingerprinting, and therefore, no matter customer printed, cut and paste this document to another application, we can still recognize that. And also, most important is that this is very easy for customer to implement because it's language, not language specific. A lot of data leakage protection is based on understand the text and then understand if this document is confidential or not. But that kind of technology would be bound to a language specific. This type of fingerprinting technology will be language agnostic. You don't need, so we can quickly introduce this technology to Japan, to EMEA, and different type of country. And it's much easier to implement, and therefore not specifically only for enterprise customer, the mid-sized customer who need to have compliances solution can also implement this type of solution. And this is the Web 2.0 e-commerce solution that I think a lot of great opportunity. You can see global online e-commerce sales increase just in 2006 is $200 billion. How much money was exchanged e-commerce? And therefore, the need for protecting this type of money exchange platform is becoming more and more critical for digital enterprise protection. This is where we see a great opportunity for Trimicro to expand our new business. So this is conclusion. 118 million web services, web servers sold in 2007. Those are the opportunity for Trimicro to grow the business. And those e-commerce sites, how vulnerable are they? We use our new technology and we do a sample, random sample survey. 45% of this e-commerce site have serious vulnerability. So our solution is that we can provide this type of continue e-commerce security, security monitor services for the e-commerce customer. And in Q4, we actually have a case. I cannot disclose the name of the company, but we have a big customer buying our solution to secure their e-commerce platform. The other part of the e-commerce, the enterprise protection strategy is to continue to grow more revenue from the existing customer base by providing more and more valuable services. One of the very important services that we provide is called premium support services, premium support program. In 2007, it grew 28% of the premium support revenue. And a lot of our enterprise customers still is not subscribed to the premium support program. So we see that as one of our area that we can grow our revenue. Also in 2007, we start to introduce we call Expert on Guard services. We just tried it out in Asia Pac. It grew 329% year on year in 2007, although it's in a very small base. But this Expert on Guard services is an example of another value add pack that we can introduce to our current enterprise customer and subscribe to this kind of expert services. For SMB, everything is about in the power. I think in power of the cloud. I think Mahendra talked about in Q4, SMB was challenging. And I think one of that reason that was challenging, one is because of the SMB customer was more conservative buying because of uncertainty about the economy situation. But also, it's internally, Trimicro was in a transition trying to introduce this new package of in the cloud services, including channel enable, that our channel using our remote managed services to deploy their services, or the IMHS, the hosted mail services. So in Q4, we actually slowed down our promotion, our existing package, and trying to wait for all these in the cloud services ready and ready to launch in Q1 and Q2 this year. And this is our trend SaaS platform, the software as services. That's where Trimicro believe that small and medium-sized customer will want, they want this type of services, and we already complete this service portal and have very complete services that we can offer from client to mail services and web services for this type of small, medium-sized business. And for consumer, I think later on I will introduce our new consumer global customer business unit GM, Omigawa-san, to talk more about a global consumer business. But mainly consumer business, we see the most important thing is ubiquitous reach to end user. We will expand our distribution channel, not just limited to the retail channel, but expand our coverage. We already have several cases like the PlayStation, Sony PlayStation, or Samsung mobile phone, or the home router. We start to use all these different type of channel to reach the consumer and upsell our consumer product. I think it's a much more efficient way to reach the consumer, not just through the traditional retail channel. So that's our major consumer business strategy. So I think actually Trimicro strategy has never changed. In 2005, our strategy was we want to be an expert in content security. And I'm still very bullish about the content security. I think the problem is just getting worse, and the customer is needing more and more protection in the content security space, and therefore to focus and concentrate on content security. But build a business model that is scalable, can customize to different customer needs. I think with our investment of all those in the cloud technology, we were able to achieve that scalable structure and customize for different type of customer, consumer, SMB, or enterprise customer. So 2005, that was our strategy. 2006, that's our strategy. We talk about the customizable solution and expanding channel to include more solution bar channel. 2007, our strategy is still the same, and 2008, still the same. We want to be the best in content security, number one in content security, and also we provide our customer with the techie-friend experiences. Means that they feel they don't buy security product. You know, actually, security is about services. They don't buy security product. They buy a feeling of secure being with a vendor. And Trend Micro was very uniquely positioned in this market space because we provide that kind of experience for customer. I think actually December we just received the Nikkei market access vendor survey, satisfaction survey, and Trend Micro was awarded number one in service and support for all the customer. And our economic growth engine is still consistently we go through the channel and grow, enable and grow our channel. So it's a scalable model to grow our business. So that's our strategy for 2007. No, 2008, I'm sorry. Now, I'm very happy to introduce Omigawa-san that everybody already familiar, but I also like to announce that Omigawa-san has been selected and promoted to the Trend Micro's board member, and he is our first Japan-based board member. Excuse me. I also want to take this chance to introduce one of our very important management executive, Steve Kwong, who is our SMB business unit general manager, and he is in charge of 43% of Trend Micro's revenue.
So, 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 so,
Now, from my side, I would like to discuss the strategy in Japan for this year. Enterprise, SMB, consumer, for these three markets in Japan, the first half we did very well, including our partner business, it was very smooth. But in the second half, if we listen to the major partners or distributors, many of them would say that business was sluggish compared to the previous year. PC or server shipments were sluggish. And in the consumer market, there are retail packages overall was not doing very well. In the fourth quarter, in the worst cases, there were cases where there was a decline of 20% compared to the previous year. However, there are some changes. A channel structure and sales breakdown is changing. There has been talk about support, and support demand worldwide is increasing, especially premium support demand. So we are seeing an increase in support contract. So there is a lot of demand for services. And if you look at the channels, as was mentioned before, the packages sold at the stores may have seen some difficulties. There has been a decline. However, if you look at the full year, there has been a 30% growth compared to the previous year in our case. In Japan, we have seen a growth of consumer business growth. Even if the store sales decline, we have other channels. We have an OEM contract with NTT East and NTT West. And through NTT East and West optical networks, our products are being delivered. And through the ISPs, Virus Buster monthly downloads are being provided. So these businesses are growing. So we are seeing changes in the landscape. So here is this 20th anniversary for Trend Micro. So I just wanted to introduce that. Now the channel structure, sales structure has changed from products to services. And that means that we are seeing the advent of ubiquitous networks. Web 2.0, as Eva mentioned, is being more widely used. And talking about ubiquitous networks, the devices themselves are changing. And the home security market or the radio market may be some market where we can see further change this year. Now, I talked about Web 2.0. In the consumer world, recently we are hearing a lot about Google. But utilizing Web 2.0 technology, consumer generation marketing, CGM, or SNS blogging is already being used by many people. So the end user environment, it has changed drastically. In Japan, young people nowadays, when they access the internet, use game consoles or smartphones, mobile phones, rather than PCs. And so the devices to access the internet has changed drastically compared to the past. On the other hand, if you look at the enterprise IT environment, Web 2.0 is being more widely used by the enterprise users. Web 2.0 technology is being introduced and the internal environment is changing. And not only the internal environment, but externally, because the consumer environment is changing, that change will have to be capitalized upon for companies to remain competitive. So the consumer environment and the enterprise environment will have to be connected. And e-commerce, again, is growing. The transaction volume is growing as a result. So with the environment changes, our core technology can be utilized in broader areas now. We at Trend Micro will apply these core technologies to various areas, and by doing so, we have huge opportunities in many areas. Here we look at the changes in the threat landscape. As I mentioned, the networks are essentials, and we are seeing more devices, more different types of devices being used. WiMAX and mobile networks. In these areas, secure networks are being required. I've mentioned secure, but I am not talking about a closed environment or closed network. The enterprise or consumer side, both of them will have to connect with each other or connect with the outside. And in doing so, our technology can be utilized. In the past, a 68.3% were the top 10 viruses in 2001. The top 10 is now only 4.5% of the total amount of viruses. And if you look at the top 10, they are downloaded through the web or through URLs, and through that, infections occur. So we are seeing a large change. Getting the samples and creating pattern files, this traditional approach to security does not work anymore. Now, in order to respond to web threats, we will deepen our technology and expertise on content security, and to make sure that it will be delivered to the consumers, the channels or business models will be changed flexibly, and it will be provided in the form of services, non-PC, non-antivirus and security. So these new business areas will be expanded as well. And the regional trend lab started last year in May in Shinjuku in Japan, and that know-how will be utilized.
With this lab, we've started officially from May, and this red portion shows our honeypot and other methodologies used in Japan in order to collect new threats. We have this capability, and this is increasing. The information coming from our customers remains at the same levels, but we also have now the function of collecting information, and this know-how can be used by customers when they are in trouble. Using this know-how, we would like to have a home virus buster, have some kind of a support system where high value can be provided at a charged basis. And for corporations, we're looking at this kind of monitoring support, including education, so that in new business areas, we want to carry out efforts. Starting tomorrow, we are going to be announcing Expert On Guard, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, a virus monitoring and report service. Logs will be looked at and reports will be made, and with a PDCA approach, this support will be provided, and if something should occur with your PC, even before pattern files are made, emergency measures can be taken, and the services will start from the 1st of March. Already we have this in Asia, and in the Asia area outside of Japan, already about 490 companies are already receiving this support on a charge basis, and over 400,000 client machines are being monitored by us. And we have already a track record on this, and this will be released in Japan. As for the expansion of our business areas in various types of processing equipment, Okuma has NC processing machinery, and so therefore in this area we'll be involved with the for machine tools. And in PlayStation 3, we have already started activities here. Registrations have started here. And on a worldwide basis, what's interesting is that even if it is free, it's most common to see URL filtering being used by 20-some percent by North American users. Next, it's Europe. And then in Japan, it's only 4% that use this. It's an interesting result that I've noticed. And we're seeing more and more of these new devices coming about. And we're also going to have the ProVilla data leakage prevention products coming about and from the second quarter. And so we'll be expanding our business area. To summarize, these are the kind of efforts which we'll be providing in Japan. And we want to move forward into new areas. This is my final slide. There were patterns that were generated through sample collection, and we'll continue our efforts there. Furthermore, we have an engine, and we have a know-how that will be brushed up even further, and we will have an in-the-cloud approach where we have an advantage, including reputation services and so on. We'll be carrying out efforts here. So we'll have a multi-layer solution with these three, for the consumers as well as for corporate users. When it comes to a ubiquitous world, the risks are the same for consumers and for corporations. And you need corporate user know-how in order to protect consumers. We believe that we're the only company that has this capability, and we want to continue to provide you with information as we develop our efforts here. Thank you very much for your attention. As Eva has already mentioned, in the final page of the handout, it has been decided that Mr. Omikawa will become a board member as of next month. Although Eva said that this has already happened, this has to go through the approval process of the shareholders. Now, we would like to take questions. And a mic will be handed out to anyone who has any questions. Please limit yourself to one question at a time. Are there any questions?
J.P. Morgan.
My name is Sato of J.P. Morgan Securities, and I have three questions. First of all, for the guidance of the first quarter, I'd like to have more details. I would appreciate the details. This is in regard to operating expenses, and also you used to give forecasts on bookings, but I do not see it here. Could you give us some idea of this forecast on bookings? That's the first question. In regard to operating expenses, it's 18.5 billion yen. As for bookings, for starting from this fiscal period, we've decided not to indicate this because bookings are numbers that don't really exist in our auditing process. At any rate, in regard to whether we should be disclosing these numbers or not, we shifted from US GAAP to Japan GAAP, and we still continued during this transition to show the numbers for bookings. But for bookings and revenues and foreign exchange impact, there's so much of numbers that we have to look at. And so therefore, in regard to the bookings, as I've mentioned, where it's yen-denominated bookings, we will be providing you with the actual results, but not the forecasts. Rather, we will just be providing the forecast as we have indicated currently. I see. In regard to the guidance, I have one more question. I could not understand the following point. In regard to the guidance for operating income, minus the 10% and 6.6 billion yen, where is the increase going to be observed? You mentioned about something about human resource costs, but in the first quarter, compared to the previous quarter, what is going to be the increase in human resources, or is going to be increases in sales and marketing? Can you give us the background for this? For the human resource area, this is the higher area because there may be only 8% growth in sales, but if there's a 5 to 6% increase in personnel, then that could impact things considerably. At any rate, in the first quarter, we'll increase revenue and reduce profits in this quarter. And in regard to the personnel expenses, Eva has already mentioned about this, but for existing security, there are lacking areas, and we must continue to provide existing security, and also we must prepare new models. There's the SaaS model portal and so on. The revenues are still low, but if we have both efforts underway at the same time, then the increase in personnel costs cannot be avoided. And in regard to the business model, when we convert and shift completely, then we can achieve higher efficiencies, but that has not happened yet during last year and this year. Next question then. In regard to the fourth quarter of the previous fiscal year, the cost increases seems to be the most prominent in others. What's the increase in the others segment in terms of costs? In my presentation material, I think it's referred to as admin. If you look at it, the biggest growth, well, if you'll refer to page 12 of the slides, sales and marketing and development expenses have increased. And the very bottom has increased the most, others. And here, there is the additional tax burden and the legal burden And also the IT facilities expenditures. These are all included here. It's difficult to allocate this to the other sections, and so we've kept it in others. But we have this change in the business of our company, and so we have a temporary increase here. Next is in regard to the SMB outlook. With the fourth quarter, you had a negative result, but in the United States, or you're a global company, and so in regard to capital expenditures taking place in U.S. enterprises, are there going to be any impact because of the subprime? And also in the Japanese SMB market, we're seeing a sluggish situation. So when we look at this situation, this may be a material for concern. What are your thoughts there? As concern, we're looking at the consumers and also the smaller corporations. There is perhaps a psychological recession. Although there may not be a real problem, people may be reluctant to spend. The corporations are worked on a planned basis, and if cash flow is impacted, then it's a separate matter. But currently, it's not a matter of poor cash flow, but rather a sense of insecurity. And we have seen this in the fourth quarter, and even now, we see this. We do not see that great an impact on the larger enterprises, but in retail and in sales, in the retail end, it seems like a psychological recession that is taking place. Finally, I'd like to ask a question to Mr. Omigawa. Now, most likely this has started, but in regard to SoftBank, there's 100 software titles, of which yours is also included, sold at a lower price to compete with SourceNext. What's happening in the retail end here? By taking such an approach, is there kind of a cannibalization that may occur on your own packages? Well, in regard to the second half about cannibalization, this is not happening. For the customers, when we look at the situation, we see that customers are choosing our virus buster, so there's no impact. Well, if we say that there's no impact, then it may suggest that theirs is not selling that well, but in the case of SoftBank, and they're collecting a lot of titles together, and they have not yet completed their collection of titles. So currently, in the case of SoftBank, it's not going according to their plans yet.
I'd like to comment on several points, but on the last point, I think there's a segment of consumer customers just want to go for the low price solution, and originally they go to SourceNext. So our title with SoftBank supposedly is competing on that market, but our virus buster is on the higher end. People want to easier to use and better protection. So I think it's not cannibalizing. It's different market segment that we are talking to. And comments to your Q1 question. I think every year you will find that if you look back, our last Q1 is we projecting a higher cost, because Q1 is usually the best timing for Asia. Our R&D and our research people is mainly located in Asia. Q1 is the best timing for recruiting talent in Asia, and therefore you always see that in Q1 we have more aggressive recruiting, while Q1, of course, right now with the subprime and all this, we need to take a more conservative view on the revenue. So that's why you see that the revenue is projection growth is lower in Q1, but we still maintain. Actually, for full year, I still very bullish. I think it still is a growing market, and therefore we should still spend and invest in the necessary expansion on the talent recruiting to prepare for the next wave of growth. So that's on the Q1 side.
では、
野村さん。
Kikuchi from Nomura Securities. I have two questions. Number one, Mr. Negi, you talked about the operating expenses for Q1. I think you said 18.5 billion. Was it 18.5 billion? And you mentioned that labor costs or personnel costs will increase. But unless other items increase substantially as well, I don't think you will reach 18.5 billion. What are the items that will be increasing? Are you asking why the personnel cost is being increased? 600 million yen. Can you repeat your question? So, are you saying that non-personnel costs will not increase? No, that is not what I said. One major factor is the personnel cost. In addition to that, office expansion, and with the increase in headcount, we will have to expand our space. That means an increase in rent. At the moment, we have no plans to increase our office space, and partly because of productivity issues. So personnel and rent costs are still our major factors. Well, of course, there is also the marketing cost. In case the sales is not achieved, marketing fees will fluctuate. We will need a long-term perspective on that. So for Q1, there will be increase in sales and reduction in profits. That will be the major factor. For the full year,
Q1, we also invest in the data center upgrading, because in our data center operation, we need to upgrade some of the equipment to cope with our increasing hits.
ありがとうございます。増加するのは固定費。
So the increase will be basically fixed cost. Q1, we will see reduction in profits. And according to the presentation, full year, you will be aiming at increase in both sales and profits. From Q1 to Q2, 3, 4, you will be increasing sales and absorb the increase in fixed cost, and that is how you will achieve profits. So rather than reducing SG&A, which is growing, what kind of scenario will we be seeing at the moment? We are expecting the increase in net sales, and therefore we will be able to absorb the increase in fixed cost. We will be reviewing whether the strategy will be wrong if things go unexpectedly, but at the moment, we will be absorbing the fixed cost, and as we do that, we will aim at increasing both the net sales and profits. Thank you very much. Question two. Q1, I think you had a very conservative outlook, but for the full year, it seems like you're more bullish. So when will the results start turning to the bullish side? Is it, or are you already seeing recovery, or are you already seeing signs of recovery? Or will it be that only in Q3 you will be able to tell whether you're recovering? So when do you think things will turn to the bullish side? And also, if you look at the segment by segment breakdown, you will weaken SMB and Japanese storefront sales is sluggish. And these points can be improved, I believe. So when will the recovery come, and what is the current situation of your weaknesses? If you look at the Q1 outlook, it is not bullish. In the second half, more than the first half, in the second half, in order to absorb the increasing expenses, it will be difficult to suddenly increasing sales, but looking at the current situation, basically the problems have not been completely solved. In the past, there has been many viruses that incur pain. However, recently we are seeing things more or less like a diabetes. People may die, but it's in a more chronic state. So you might think that investment is not necessary, but information leakage is a big problem, especially in e-commerce, because that will lead to losing credibility. So that means that the security needs will continue to be there. So what we can do is to prepare our products so that starting in the second half, we will start to see an increase in sales. And also sales coming from new services and products, I think that will have an impact in the second half.
As a comment, Q1, our revenue outlook, if you convert to a U.S. base, is about the same as McAfee's projection. And McAfee's projection was actually viewed as very bullish in the U.S. market. So it's not really that bearish.
わかりました。確認なんですけども。
Thank you very much. One point of clarification. SMBs and Japanese storefront sales, I mentioned to you these are the weaknesses. So in the short term, is it correct to say that they have not recovered yet? In the case of SMBs, yes, you are correct. We are not seeing much of a recovery. For retail store sales, one factor is that 2 years ago, Nexstores came up, and the customers did not come back to the storefront last year in the fall. And when the other party came up with the product, we initially were impacted. However, we recovered after that. For the storefront sales, we are selling not only the packages but also the online products. So we have online sales in the retail channel. And for businesses, SMB products sold through the stores is also increasing. So
I think in this time when customer want to be conservative in their spending, our strategy of going into the cloud, the software as services, is actually a good timing because it requires less initial investment from the customer. Customer, if they want to purchase the software and then they buy the hardware and then install and everything, the initial investment is high. But in the software services model that we are promoting for the small business, it actually reduces the initial investment for customer. That's why our strategy in the, we call it powering the cloud, is a good timing, I think, in this time to introduce this type of services.
ありがとうございました。他にご質問ございますでしょうか。
Are there any other questions? My name is Nagashi of Nikko Securities. Now, I'd like to ask about personnel expenses, although this has come up already. In terms of personnel expenses, I understand that the wages increased last year, and so it was about to increase per quarter 1.6 billion, but then I believe that there was a reduction from 3Q to 4Q. Now, do you feel that this will increase each quarter, or do you think that the personnel cost will only increase only in the first quarter? Well, it was quite an excessive situation last year, overheated. So it'll be better than last year, this year. The environment has changed. However, on the other hand, there is a fierce competition for talent. In order to hire good people, you need to offer some good level of conditions. Otherwise, it'll be tough. And so therefore, we have to include that in our plans. And this has been reflected in our outlook. Second question is the following. In regard to foreign exchange, you anticipate 105 yen to the dollar, whereas it was 119 yen to the dollar last year. So you're looking at a low dollar. But what's the impact on your performance? Well, it'll be on sales. 8% increase in revenues on a yen, on a dollar-denominated basis. There is that impact reflected into the yen-denominated basis. It's not going to impact our profits that much because our costs are allocated quite equally. The structure won't change, but when it's dollar-denominated, $100 profit, then if it's converted to yen, it becomes less. So there is less profits in the yen or the euro if it's on a dollar-denominated basis. But looking at the three currencies, when we convert this into yen denominated basis, then there will be some reduction in the profits. Finally, you mentioned about the fact that McAfee's outlook was considered as being bullish. I think that the results of Symantec was also good. And so Symantec and McAfee seems to be aggressive in the consumer market, so that perhaps your share has gone down slightly. Do you have a sense of crisis about that? And if so, could you give us some comments about this? And how do you intend to counter the activities of your rivals? You're talking about the sore front, as indicated in the slide. There is some recovery on part of Symantec there. But when it comes to consumer sales, it's not all retail. And also, in my presentation, I mentioned about the fact that we're continuing to maintain profits because we will retreat from the market if it has to be unreasonable conditions. On the other hand, other analysts have been looking at this, but in the previous presentation, if you're going to trust the U.S. GAAP, so should we, it's not related to whether it's U.S. GAAP or not. What we want to do is to look at is numbers based on accounting standards, and so you can only compare on an apple-to-apple basis if you use the same accounting standards to make the comparisons. As for the revenue growth in McAfee, they had some over $300 million worth of acquisitions carried out over a period of 1 year. And in regard to that, if we had more explanation, then we could make a comparison. But we are just acquiring technology. We're not trying to buy sales. And so therefore, that 17% increase was completely organic growth. And another thing, we are also investigating the channel. And we believe that we have established our share in the markets we are active in. Thank you very much.
Are
there any other questions?
Morgan Stanley 証券.
My name is Miyatsu from Morgan Stanley. I have only one question about your midterm strategy. The current situation of the BRICS countries and the current status of your company. When it comes to BRICS sales or profits, how many years do you have to wait till these your profits and sales in BRICS countries will be meaningful, significant. For BRICS countries, we are expecting a lot. We have high hopes for these markets. However, their basic problem is that because of piracy issues and the non-existence of channels, for software business, basically it's an enterprise, so there is no consumer business or almost no SMB business. So for BRICS countries, only famous companies at the moment. So in the next few years, it may the use of software may be spread to smaller companies, we are hoping. I think compared to our competitors, we have larger shares in Latin America, India, and Russia. It is difficult to get statistics for China, but at least for the enterprise market, we have a high share. For China, on the service side, which I described in my presentation, there is an expert on guard, which we will announce tomorrow in Japan. We started this first in Asia, so especially last year, Expert on Guard plus premium support sales in China increased significantly in China. The users are major Chinese companies. And for these companies to do business globally, from the viewpoint of compliance or antivirus measures, they will have to introduce these services. And in the Chinese market, there are many issues, even more so than in Japan. So the difficulties in the Chinese market will be different from other markets. And in our case, we are providing services that other competitors are not able to provide. There's also the issue of unit price.
Our strategy on those BRIC countries, mainly one sentence, we don't want to blindly expand the market share. We want to make sure that it's a profitable growth and not hurting our overall profit margin. So we take a more conservative and very targeted, only targeted certain segment or certain area to grow the business in those countries.
よろしいでしょうか。他にご質問ございますでしょうか。
Are there any other questions? I'm sorry, I may not have heard well about this, but once again, I'd like to ask about the others. Now, you mentioned about an increase of 900 million on a quarter-to-quarter basis, but could you tell us the top reasons for this? And on a quarter-on-quarter basis, could you tell us how many hundred million yen increased? Well, it's very rough, but... For delinquency, there was 170 million for reserve, and for legal, it's about 100 million or so on a quarter-on-quarter basis, the increase. And there's also additional tax payments amounted to approximately 100 million yen. I think those are the major items. And then there's also the personnel expenses. There's also the administrative people's personnel expenses that increase from 3.2 billion. There's an increase. So those are the three factors that were not in the normal anticipated circumstances. So a one-time 300 million yen increase was what you talked about. What was that? Well, there is for the delinquencies, if there... We believe that it's a one-time thing for bad debts reserves, and legal should not continue. We believe that this is a one-time thing. Now tax is something that just happens once, only happens once every 2 or 3 years, so for the time being, we will not have an examination. And those are the factors which were difficult normally to anticipate. Another is personnel. In the first quarter, the personnel expenses on a quarter-quarter basis, how many hundred million yen will you increase? Well, I don't have the exact numbers, but percentage-wise, the headcount will increase by 1 to 2%. And we need those expenses. And in January, there is going to be a salary adjustment. The base will go up, and it'll be in... some 5 to 6% basis increase. So that's going to be the biggest factor. Any other questions?
I have a question about your previous year. According to page 36 of the report, if you look at the segment information by location, net sales has increased in each of the regions. However, at the operating income level, everywhere except Japan, you are seeing a decline in income. Why is it? Why did that happen? Can you repeat your question? Operating income. If you look at it by location, Japan is seeing a growth in operating income, but for other regions, operating income has declined, and especially in Asia Pacific, you have incurred losses. So what are the factors behind this decline? It will be a complicated story, but basically the structure is that Japan has all the IPs and the overseas subsidiaries only had marketing rights, and the overseas subsidiaries are paying royalties to Japan. So accounting-wise, these numbers here are after the payment of royalties to Japan, so it might look as if the profits are very thin or low. But we have, however, we have sufficient profits. Asia is also an R&D location, so that is also a factor.
他にご質問ございますでしょうか?
Any other questions? No more questions? If not, then with this, we would like to close off the reporting on the fourth quarter results of fiscal 2007. Thank you very much for your participation.